From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has officially withdrawn the United States from the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Pacific Rim Free Trade Agreement, calling it a great thing for the American worker. The TPP was signed by the Obama administration but never ratified by Congress. White House spokesman Sean Spicer defended the action.
When you enter into these multinational agreements, you're allowing any country, no matter the size, any one of those 12, including us, to basically have the same stature as the United States in the agreement. So we're basically on par with some very small companies who are getting access to an amazing market, the United States, and in return, we're negotiating at the lowest common denominator.
Therefore, he said, bilateral trade agreements are more beneficial to the U.S. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he hopes to revive the concept of TPP with other member states, possibly including China.
We want to have more opportunities with more markets. We already have a China-Australia free trade agreement. Certainly, there is the potential for China to join the TPP.
Meanwhile, Mexico's president said he hopes to negotiate bilateral trade deals with the U.S. and Canada. Given Mr. Trump's criticism of the 23-year-old NAFTA free trade agreement, which he wants to renegotiate or withdraw from. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, Monday announced his vice president, Fatoumata Tambajong, a former U.N. employee instrumental in organizing the opposition, to longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. Mr. Barrow still is in Senegal. His return to Gambia remains uncertain. Jammeh, who refused to accept defeat from the December election, left the country late Saturday and is reportedly in Equatorial Guinea. Mr. Barrow has accused him of taking millions from the country's treasury before leaving. This is VOA News.